A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin, Shabbos 137, pagination 273. Towards the bottom, it's about 12, 13 lines from the bottom, Masnisin. The Mishnah tells us that there are cases where Bein Hashmashos, the twilight time, causes the Mila to get delayed because we're not definitive if the child is indeed 8 days old. And sometimes we're so affected by this delay that it could actually go a few days before we're able to do the Mila because we're sure that it's the right time to do it. The Mishnah says, Katan Nimol Lishmona, a child can have his Mila done on the 8th day of birth, Letisha, the 9th, Vala'asara, the 10th, La'acharasa, the 11th, Ula Yudbeis, or the 12th. Lo pochos velo yoser. It doesn't get less than that, because you can't do the Mila before the 8th day. Velo yoser, and it can't be more than that, because, unless the child was ill or something, but according to calculation-wise, Bein Hashmashos affecting us, it'll never be more than that. You will be able to do the Mila by the 12th day. Haketzad, how does this work? What's the calculation? Kedarka lishmona, normally the child's Mila is on the 8th day. That means that if the child was born on a Friday, inclusive, counting that day of birth, the Mila will be the following Friday. Nolad lebein hashmashos, but if the child was born between the watches, meaning twilight, we're not positive that it is indeed Friday or not. Nimol Lites. He ends up getting his Mila on what might be the 9th day from his birth. Because if it's twilight of Friday, Bein Hashmashos meaning Thursday night, according to the way the Jewish calendar works, that at sunset or at nightfall, the new day begins. So it could be that he was born on Thursday, but we certainly cannot do the Mila on Thursday because it might be day 7. And therefore the Mila would be done on Friday because that's the first time that we're positive that he's 8 days old, even though it could be that by then he's already 9 days old. Bein Hashmashos shel Erev Shabbos, if this would turn out to be on a Friday night, where a few minutes after sunset the child was born. So it could be that it's Friday, but we certainly can't do the Mila on Friday because that might be day 7. You can't do it on Shabbos either because we're not positive that it's the 8th day. Maybe the 8th day was Friday. And a Mila shelo bizmano, a Mila not in its proper time, is not doche Shabbos, does not override Shabbos, so you would have to wait for Sunday. Nimo la'asara, and therefore it would be the 10th day, or what possibly might be the 10th day from birth. Yomtev la'achara Shabbos, let's say there was a Yomtev on Sunday, so you can't do it then either, because again, it's a Mila shelo bizmano, it's a Mila not in the proper time. And nimo la'achar asar, you would end up doing the Mila on Monday, which is the 11th day from birth, or might be as much as the 11th day from birth. And if Beis Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah, if you have 2 days Yom Tov, such as Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Monday, Nimo L'Shneim Asar, you could end up with a Mila on the 12th day. The Mishnah concludes, Katan Achola, if a child is sick, Ein Mo'alim Osarad Sheyavri, you certainly don't do the Mila until the child is better. And the Gemara tells us not only until the child is better, but we actually add on to that, and it has to be 7 days in addition to the actual ruling that the child is healthy. Let's turn the page and go through a bit of the brachas and the procedure by a bris mila. Counting down from the top of Amud Beis, about 15 lines. The end of a line, mol velo para. The rule is that if the moel did not totally expose the top of the organ, he didn't cut the foreskin and the underneath membrane and make sure that none of it is covering the ridge, so then ki'ilu lo mol, you would have to go back and do the mila properly. It has to be that the top of the organ, including the ridge, is totally exposed. The Gemara elaborates on the procedure at a bris mila. Obviously, Tanu Rabbanan Amol Omer Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos HaVitzivanu Al HaMila. There's a bracha on the mitzvah, and that's said by the Mohel. Avia Ben, the father of the child, says, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos HaVitzivanu Lachnisa B'Vrisa Shal Avram Avinu, that Hashem commanded us to bring the child into the covenant of Avram Avinu. Avram was the one who was given the mitzvah of Mila originally and told that this would be the bris for him and his children. Ha'omdim, and the people who stand there, Omrim, they say, Kishem shenechlas habris, ken yikonis l'toro l'chupa l'masim tovim. They say the prayer that the child should indeed enter Torah, chupa, and good deeds. Then there is another bracha which is recited. V'amevarech Omer, Asher kidash yedid mi beten, the beloved one was sanctified from the womb. According to Rashi, this refers to Yitzchak, who was given his bris on the eighth day, because by then the mitzvah was already in existence, whereas Avram, for example, didn't do his bris until he was much older. Chok b'she'erosam, and this covenant is in the flesh of the person embedded upon us. V'tze'etza'ov, and his descendants, chasam b'ospiris kodesh, he also sealed with this holy covenant. Alkein b'scharzos, in the merit of this, kelchai chelkenu Hashem, tzadei lahatzu yididu she'erenu mishachas, command to protect our children from destruction, from Gehenim, leman biriso asher sam bivsareinu, because of this covenant that was inscribed upon us. Baruch ato Hashem, kores habris, blessed are you Hashem, who seals the covenant. Interestingly, Tosfos says that yidid mi beten, the beloved one from the womb, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shu Avram Avinu, that's actually referring to Avraham, who in the Gemara in Menachos is referred to as Lididi Bevesi, my beloved one in my house. In any case, this is the basic structure of the Bris Mila, which is of course includes, followed by the Kriyas Shem, the calling of the child's name, where we declare for the first time the name that the parents are giving to the child. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.